Welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. I am super excited to have one of my good friends back as a guest today, Kaylee Norton. I'm just going to give her a call on the phone, so bear with me a couple of minutes.
Hello,
Kaylee. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, I love it. Good. I have a new podcast set up now that I'm renting a room. So good. Good. And yeah, thank you. Because just before I called you, I was eating a really delicious cinnamon bun. So thank you for waiting that few extra minutes.
No worries.
It's one of those days. So thank you for chatting with me again last minute. But I know you and I were, I don't know if we actually ended up talking at all in person about this, but texting, you were really keen and I'm really, I was going to say excited and I realized that's not the word. I'm going in for my surgery tomorrow. Yay. And also I'm freaked out, but, I haven't had a lot of anxiety, but I've had some concerns with having a big chunk of my hair shaved. And I've decided I'm going to fucking own it and do the half shave, like undercut thing. But I had posted something on Facebook a while ago about a girl who shaved her head. And I could not believe the comments that people made. And you were like, we need to have a conversation about that. Because I think you kind of went through that. Was that a couple years ago? How long now?
Not even a year. Actually, just about a year.
I'm sorry for the pause. I have my podcast set up here and now I have my Facebook feed open because I was like, I want to go back and check. But yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah.
And so I had a bunch of questions, but I feel like you had a lot to say about it. And I just thought I would be like, let's turn the phone over to Kaylee. And did you get a lot of backlash from it when you went through it? Like, what was your experience?
You know what? It was, it was a really interesting experience because I was terrified to get it done. But after I did it, it was like, oh my God, this is so fantastic. And okay. First thing I want to explain is because I shaved my head when I was over in Kuwait. And I know that we had done a previous podcast. I'm in the military. And so when I got to Kuwait, when I got back from Kuwait, people were like, oh yeah, it must have been so much cooler with having less hair. And it was like, yeah, no, that's not the reason I did it, because whether it's 35, 45 or 50 degrees, having less hair really does not matter.
No, hot is still hot.
Yeah, like it's so freaking hot that having less hair is, you know, that's the last thing that you want to take off. Like you just want to shed the layers and you can't because you're in this country that, you know, you have to respect their culture and customs and stuff like that. And you just don't do that. So when the reason I actually shaved my head in Kuwait had nothing to do with the heat, but had everything to do with the wind.
The wind?
It was the wind. It was so windy there all the time. And like, it wasn't like, sorry, I'm going to have to move. My cat's decided to play a very noisy toy.
Well, it's okay because I didn't hear the cat toy, but I have Jasper's down in the backyard barking, so it's all good. Oh. they both want to get involved.
Yeah, it was very, very windy there, and it was never strong enough to cause a sandstorm because you are in the middle of the desert. It wasn't enough to cause a sandstorm all the time, but I've never been attached to my hair. It's never been my crowning glory. I've always, always fought with it from the time I was in my, you know, preteens to type idea. Like yeah. it required a lot of attention.
Well, a lot of attention, work, and effort.
Yeah. And at the time, like, it's not like I went from hair that was past my shoulders or anything like that to shaving it off. Like, I had a fairly short haircut. In December, I had an undercut, so I was able to do the faux hawk and stuff like that. I really enjoyed it, but it still required a fair amount of work. So here I am in this stinking hot place, and it's windy all the time. And, you know, we would, you know, as a unit, we would go and have gym. We'd go to the gym in the mornings on some mornings. I would be the first one into the showers. I'd be the first one out of the showers. And I was the last person to leave the washroom because I was still fighting with my hair.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Because it was, and you know what? I loved the undercut. I loved the faux hawk, but it was so windy. I learned that I had to basically French braid it down like the very center, but it wasn't long enough to do a single French braid. So I had to do a double French braid. And I am not very adept at that. And it was becoming extremely frustrating. And after, I was only there for a week. And I was looking at the scissors on my desk thinking that that was going to be a good idea. So,
but you did it. You shaved your head. And this, it's interesting when you said you didn't have like a connection to your hair. Because I don't think that I do either. But the thought of like going, like shaving it, it's still, it, I don't know if it makes me feel uncomfortable. And, but specifically, like, I still can't believe, Kaylee, the comments that people have made. And so my question to you is, what did people say when you did, like, I mean, I know they asked you about the heat, but like, how did they actually respond when you came home and you'd shaved your head? Like, what did people, I'm curious to know what they said to your face, because I'm surprised at what people say on social media nowadays, but what did people say to you?
Probably I was going to say best one, but probably worst one was, what did you do to yourself?
Yeah.
You know, like, and but you know, the interesting part, going back to actually doing it, when I finally decided, fuck it, it has to go. When I went into the barber and I sat down, she's like, what am I doing for you? And it's like, shave it, buzz it, get rid of it. I want it gone. And she refused.
Sorry, the barber, the hairdresser, refused to shave your head?
Yes. What? She refused. Because she didn't want me to have a hair regret. And I'm sitting there, it's like, it grows back. Like, come on. Like,
wow.
So I went back to her probably averaging every 5 or 6 days for about 2 weeks. And I'm like, it needs to be shorter. It's too much effort. Get rid of it, you know, and she would take it a little bit shorter. And it was, you know, it was a cute little pixie cut, but it still required too much effort. And it was just like, no, I want it gone. I want a buzz cut. Just fucking get rid of it. And she refused.
I can't believe, though, why did you keep going back to the same hairdresser? I would have been like, I'm going to go find, or I don't know. I probably would have just freaked out and done it myself.
You know what? Over in Kuwait, you'll only really have one choice.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I can only imagine it's not like being here where I have 10 options and walking distance.
Yeah, but the funny thing was, she's like, well, you know, because she was getting ready to leave and the new hairdresser was coming in. And it was actually really funny because I remember sitting at the bus stop waiting for the bus to come and get us, to take us up to the mess to have dinner. And this very cheerful woman is sitting there, and I sit down and we're chatting away, and she's like, oh, I'm the new hairdresser. And it's like, I'm going to be coming to see you in the next couple of days. And she kind of looks at my hair kind of like, what else, you know, what am I doing with it?
Because how much shorter can you go?
And she's like, what am I doing? And it's like, buzz it, get rid of it. I just get rid of it. And her face lit up and she's like, really? And it's like, yes, I want it gone. I want you to buzz my hair. She was more excited than I was.
I love it. I love it. Well, and now you still, I mean, I don't know if you actually have a butt, like, when I think buzz cut, I think of like my grandpa in the military, but your hair is still pretty buzzed, right? Shaved? It's still really short.
Yeah, I was doing it every week, but, you know, when it comes right down to it, I can be a little bit lazy. And so I can go about 3 weeks the buzz cuts. I try and limit it to about two, but I have to admit, I do kind of look at my calendar and figure out what's going on, because even though my mom and my family, nobody in my family has said anything good or bad, not that I can recall.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still cognitive about, you know, and I think this is the thing, that I can get with your, you know, you being uncomfortable and slight, you know, a little terrified for having your, you know, losing your hair, part of it, is we're taught from such a young age that for a woman to be beautiful and feminine and, you know, all of those things, a lot of it is tied to hair.
Yeah. Well, and that, and
long, you know, flowing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And 100%.
And I think that's, you know, a lot of where all of that negativity comes from, is from people who have been fed this bullshit of a woman having to look a certain way.
Well, and that's it. I will probably post a link on my website and the podcast, but did you end up reading through? So the video I posted was this beautiful woman who had, I think her hair was past. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And she shaved her head. And I don't know if you saw some of the comments. I actually was, it was pissing me off so much I had to stop. But at one point a guy, and I get it, you know what? I understand for people that you might not like it. I might look at you and say, oh, I don't like your hair, or I don't like your clothes. That's an opinion. But what I couldn't believe were the comments made by men, that said, oh, that girl was so beautiful. She shaved her head and she's atrocious and ugly. And she went from hot to bleh. What? So basically, a beautiful woman is no longer beautiful because she has no hair? That's bullshit.
It's funny because I can't remember when the comment was made. It would have been in the last probably 8 months or so, because that's when I got back from Kuwait and I started working with my coworker. And I was actually working with her in the previous unit we were both at together as well. And when she came in one day and she's like, you know what? In regards to my hair, she's like, now you can see you. It's like, you're not hiding behind this hair, and you really notice the facial features and the eyes and, you know, various things like that. Like, you don't have the hair as a distraction.
That's interesting, but powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes right now, you know, I've always hated the stereotypical, you know, beautiful woman, because I've never really felt like I've fit in that mold. I've always been, I competed in the fitness competitions, but, you know, that's not me. That was something that I did, but that is not something that I can maintain. It's not my natural, it's not where my body likes to be.
Yeah, I don't think it's where a lot of people's bodies like to be. If it was, those competitors would wake up and look like that 24/7, but they don't.
Yeah. And I've never, you know, I've always kind of, you know, marched to the beat of my own drum type idea. So, and when it comes right down to it, I wish I'd done it sooner.
Yes. Well, and I think the issue for me is the surgeon, first of all, when I asked him about it, seemed kind of offended that I asked that. I said, what's going on with my hair? Am I going to have to shave my head? And he was like, don't worry about it. We're just going to shave a little bit. And it I kind of left the office months ago going, what does that mean? What does shave a little bit? And so finding out later that they do only shave about 2 or 3 inches kind of where the incision will be. But I'm like, I don't want it to be out of my choice, I think is where my issue was. And so that's where I'm happy right now that these faux hawks and side shaves are really in style, because once I get out of surgery, I've made an appointment. I've got an appointment already for 3 weeks. The girl's like, are you sure? I said, yep. They said in 2 weeks I can wash my hair. So 3 weeks is safe. And I am. I'm just going to shave it, and I'm going to shave it down to the skin. Like I said to her, I want to like take a flat razor or straight razor. I said, I just want to see what my scalp looks like. It's kind of weird. When else would you get to do that?
You know what? I have to admit, you know, since I buzz my hair anyhow, I was actually tempted to thick my head at one point. And it was just like, oh, I want to do this out of curiosity just because, you know, because it's going to grow out in, what, like 3 days?
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head earlier. This has been my thing with hair. It grows back.
Yeah.
Like, it grows back. So, fuck, it grows back. That's 100% no. So
I don't know why people, especially when it's not their head, you know, it's like, if I don't like it in 6 months, I'll just grow it out. Like, who cares?
Well, but it's such, I mean, this is a bigger conversation, I think, for because it's not just hair. I mean, who cares how I'm dressed? Who cares who I have sex with? Who cares whether, you know, like at the end of the day, why does it matter if I'm gay or straight or like to wear purple or shave my head or whatever? And I don't know if the world has become more sensitive because we see more, like with social media, we're seeing a lot more things, and we are able, like the, what are they called? Like the keyboard trolls, to comments without any, you know, without any responsibility for making these nasty comments. I don't know. Cause really at the end of the day, you're right. Who cares? And that's it. Like, I'm one to say I 100% 1,000,000% support those people that want to give their opinion. Like, you know what? I don't like your hair, or I don't, great. Like, that's your opinion. It's the people that don't understand the difference between, you know, giving an opinion, giving this versus saying, well, fuck, what did you do? What happened to your hair? You look atrocious. What's wrong with you? You used to be beautiful. And that's the piece that I don't understand, because I'm pretty sure that your husband still finds you absolutely beautiful.
I hope so.
Yeah, I know he does. I have seen some of the photos that you guys have taken and he's taken, and you know why? I learned this yesterday, which is kind of a tie-in for another conversation, but you are, I hope I'm not messing this up, you are a Ray. And I was in yoga doing Kundalini, and they were talking about a Ray, and I think he spelt it R-E-I, Ray.
Okay.
And a Ray is someone who is so beautiful and that they don't even know how beautiful they really are. So you are a Ray, and we were talking about a ray of sunlight, and that's it. Kaylee, you are a very... You are such a beautiful human being, and fuck, I don't know. I don't even know what your hair looks like. You know what I mean? And I just saw a picture of you on Facebook the other day, and the last piece that I could think of would have been your hair or what you're wearing. It was just I think it was the photo of you. I think you're at the gym, the post you shared about suicide and depression. I mean, your words and the image and the whole thing, just you're an incredible woman, and it has nothing to do with your hair.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. All good.